Fiat. October 30th, 1938. As the creature loves in the divine will, God redoubles his new love for her. Astonishment of heaven. How the creature acquires the right to judge. My little journey in the divine will continues. Even though it seems that I do it with difficulty, step after step. But my sweet Jesus seems to be content, as long as I do not deviate and get out of his fiat. I can say that I am truly infirm because of the many painful incidents of my poor existence. And this is why he is content with the little I do. However, he never stops pushing me and attracting me by telling me new surprises about his will to make me resume my flight. So, visiting my little soul, he told me, "My blessed daughter of my will, how I yearn for the soul to live in our divine volition. My contentment is such that as she keeps repeating her acts in it, so do I go on preparing new gifts, new graces, new love, new knowledges, to let her know my will more and more, and make her appreciate and esteem the celestial dwelling in which she has had the great honor of residing. Therefore, if she loves, I redouble my new love for her. And if she returns to love me, I always come back with my new love to surprise her. So much so that the creature feels inundated and confused. She repeats, 'How is it possible that a God loves me so much?' And as she says this, taken by the ardor of my love, she returns to love me, and again I surprise her with my love. A contest of love takes place. The human littleness harmonizes with the love of its creator. And the creature loves me not only for herself, but my love that she feels is so great that she loves me for everyone and everything. And what does my fiat do? By its power and immensity, it puts wings on this love that we gave to the creature, making it circulate everywhere. And we feel that she loves us in each step, in each motion, in each thought, word, and heartbeat of all creatures. She loves us in the sun, in the wind, in the air, in the sea. There is nothing in which she does not love us. Oh, how happy and glorified we feel that the creature loves us in everyone and everywhere. Because of this, we love not only her, but all creatures with new love. Upon an act of love in my will, such great prodigies take place that the heavens compete to be spectators and enjoy the new surprises of our love. In our very divinity, we wait with unspeakable joy for the creature to come into our will to love us, so as to make a display of our love and feel loved by all. Our love comes out into the field to follow its way. And not only our love, but as the creature keeps repeating her acts in our fiat, we unleash new power, new goodness, new wisdom, in such a way that she will feel animated by new power, goodness, wisdom, in which all will take part. And we will have the joy of seeing the human generations invested by our new power, goodness, and wisdom. What can we not make of this creature who lives in our will? We reach the extent of giving her the right to judge together with us. And if we see that she suffers, because the sinner must undergo rigorous judgments. So as not to make her suffer, we mitigate our just rigors. And she makes us give the kiss of forgiveness. And to make her happy, we say to her, "Poor daughter, you're right. You belong to us, but you're also theirs. You feel within yourself the bonds of the human family. Therefore, you would want us to forgive all. We will do as much as we can to make you content, unless they were to despise and refuse our forgiveness." This creature in our will is the new Esther, wanting to rescue her people. Oh, how happy we are to keep her always with us inside our will, because by means of her, we feel more inclined to use mercy, to concede the graces, to forgive the most obstinate sinners, and to abbreviate the pains of the Persian souls. Poor daughter, she has a thought for everyone, and the pain similar to our own. As she sees the human family as though swimming inside our will without recognizing it, while living in the midst of enemies and the most squalid misery. Then he added, "My daughter, you must know that as the creature recognizes our will, loves it, and wants to live her life in it, so does she pour herself into her God, and God pours himself into her. With this pouring from both sides, God makes the creature his own, making her take part in all his acts, resting in her, nourishing her, making her grow more and more in his acts. And the creature makes God her own, feeling him everywhere, taking her sweet rest in he whom she loves and who forms her life and her all. Furthermore, as the creature does her act in our fiat, so do we feel the bond of all created beings. In that act, she wants to give us and let us find everyone and everything. It seems that she makes all beings visit us, so that all may recognize us, love us, and fulfill their duty towards their Creator. She makes up for all, loves for all, and in everything. Nothing can be missing in an act done in our will. Otherwise, we cannot say that it is our act. Our will, for its decorum and honor, extends to the creature everything that all other creatures should do for us, as well as all creation, if it had reason. If we didn't find in our will, in which the creature operates, all our glory, the honor, and requital we deserve for having given life to all, and for having created so many things in order to maintain these lives, where could we find it? Our will, spread within all, life and support of everything, is our greatest glory. And to the creature who lives in it, it gives the opportunity to fulfill what each creature should give us of glory and requital for having created them. We knew that the creature was finite. Her littleness could not give us either complete love or complete glory. And therefore we exposed our divine being, the power of our will, in order to receive what was due to us. The creature's living in our will was the guarantee that she would love us and glorify us for all. Hence, these are rights that we demand, that she live in it. Rights of creation, of redemption, rights of power, of justice, and of immensity, so that What she cannot do by herself, she may do united with our will. And then we can say, the creature loves us, she glorifies us, as we want and deserve. Therefore, if you want to give us everything and love us for all, live always in our will, and we will find everything in you, and our rights will be satisfied.